Welcome to episode 14 of the Drive podcast. This episode is on the Challenger tragedy. The 30th year anniversary just passed recently. And then related to that, the dreams that those people were leaving and how those dreams can impact us and what we choose to do as teachers. To find today's podcast and the associated links to go with this, please go to teachingfromhere.com/podcast and find episode 14. I would love it if you would take a minute to leave a rating for this podcast as well. This gives me very helpful feedback. So whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts, I'd appreciate that. And thanks for listening. Enjoy the drive.
On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hello and welcome back to The Drive. I am doing this episode on the way home from Ed Camp 918 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a great experience. If you have not been to an Ed Camp, then you should strongly consider participating in one somewhere close to you, wherever you live. Or find, every now and then, you'll find an Ed Camp that is virtual, that is also fun to participate in. And it just is a way to broaden your horizons as a teacher, to meet new people, to get some thoughts that may be a little different than yours, but also feed into your, you know, kind of natural needs as a teacher to learn, to want to understand better, to reach your students in ways that you hadn't thought of. So very, very, very excellent. And I got to meet some people today that I'd only known through Twitter for quite some time. And that is the other fun thing with an Ed Camp, is putting faces with names. But today I wanted to talk about the Challenger disaster and kind of what it means to us. And for people, it'll mean different things, of course. But for me, I remember when I was in seventh grade, it would be Mrs. Haas who came in, and at the end of my third period class, it was Mrs. Fleck's class, she came in and she shared that the space shuttle had just exploded. It had just exploded, she said. And I didn't know what that meant at the time. I mean, I knew what that meant. It was a horrible disaster. It was a terrible tragedy. It was just as bad as could be, you know, for all involved. But sometimes as a youth, you have a completely different view of a disaster like that than an adult would. And so looking at that, I mean, it hadn't made a big enough impact on me that I recognized that this was a significant event. I remember exactly what happened when all of this was going on. I remember, you know, Mrs. Haas coming in. I remember I was in Mrs. Fleck's science class. I remember his third hour, his before lunch, blah, blah, blah. Like, I remember all of that. It obviously left its mark on me. But I didn't understand the nature, I don't think, of this disaster for quite some time until I was, you know, older and able to grasp kind of everything that happened there. And the reason I talk about this is we just recently, it was just recently the 30th anniversary of the tragedy. And as a little boy, I always looked to the sky. Like, I just thought that the heavens were amazing. And what kid at some point doesn't pass through the astronaut phase, you know? My astronaut phase didn't live very long. But I always am fascinated, have been fascinated by the stars, and still am to a certain extent. And so I follow space shuttle stuff. You know, not religiously. In Oklahoma, we don't have like a space section of the newspaper like certain parts of our, you know, like certain newspapers do or whatever. But it was still attracted my attention. And when they, for this particular shuttle mission, you know, they're flying a private citizen, basically somebody that wasn't astronaut trained, or they were, they just didn't go through all the different steps, you know, first. And it was a teacher, and it was a history teacher, and she, you know, she was from New Hampshire, and you know, this is like a real person now. You know, this isn't an astronaut person. You know, there's just a different vibe about all of that. And she was going to teach some lessons from space, and it was going to be amazing. And yeah, the the opportunities there were so incredible. And for the accident to happen was a tragedy that is indescribable. I was watching an episode about the shuttle on Nat Geo, National Geographic Channel, a couple of nights ago, and I had knots in my stomach and I got teary-eyed a couple times. It was just really difficult. And it got me thinking, though. The people on that space shuttle were explorers, and they were going into space to explore and to look at things and to do things and to try things, and we were going to have a lesson from space, and it was going to be amazing. And they didn't know what was going to happen that day. And they knew that space travel was risky, and that, you know, there could be a disaster, even though to that point in time, the space program had a very clean history for the most part, outside of one accident that happened still on the launch pad. And so I'm sure in the back of their minds, they were, you know, thinking about the fact that here's seven individuals sitting on all this tons of rocket fuel going into space. But they wanted to do that, and they were willing to take a risk to explore, to do great things, to do amazing things, to share what they learned with others. Like, they were living their dream, or they wouldn't have been there. You don't accidentally become an astronaut. It's such a select group of people that become astronauts. It's such a select group. And it's very difficult to do. It's very challenging. And even for Krista McAuliffe, I think there were like 10 or 11,000 people that applied for this spot that she received. And so that's a lot of people. And even then, she still had months and months and months of training and things like that. So she was intentional with what she wanted to do. She gave up her teaching for that year to train. And I don't know if her plans were to go back to teaching or if she was going to stay in the program. You know, I don't know that. But she had this dream, and she was striving for it, as were everybody on that fateful launch. They were all trying to live for their dream. And so my challenge to you from that viewpoint is this. What dream are you being intentional about? Are you striving for? Are you working for? What dream can you reach for that is totally scary and terrifying? And in no way, shape, or form should be a dream that you're going for because of its enormity. But at the same time, that same dream would do things and have a positive impact and be so amazing that you wouldn't know what to do. Like, if you were to, you know, you dream to win $500 million, you know, in the lotto. That's a big dream. You can't really be too intentional with that. You know, you can buy a lotto ticket or whatever. And if you win, wow, the financial reward, crazy, life-changing, okay? But think about a dream that's really important and personal to you, that matters to you, that's so big that you don't know that you could do it. A dream so big it scares you. A dream so big and amazing it frightens the heck out of you to even attempt to move towards it. And that's my challenge to you today, is to look at what you're doing as a teacher, as an administrator, as a person in general, and ask yourself, what dream are you just scared to death that you might accomplish, and then can start taking intentional steps to do that. What if every teacher taught their class with that sort of passion of a dream that is so huge, it's scary, yet so worth it to achieve and accomplish? And we shared that sort of passion with our kids and inspired them to have big dreams. So I have a couple of big dreams. Dreams that would scare the crap out of me if they were to potentially happen. And one of those dreams is I have an idea for a book bouncing around in my head. Now, everybody has ideas for books bouncing around their head. And maybe they want to share those ideas or maybe not. And I'm not to the point yet where I don't know if I want to. But I think the ideas in my head would be great. And so my intention with that is to learn as much as I can first. And so I've intentionally taken some steps towards putting myself in a position to write this book. And I think the book would be great. I think it would be fun. But then you know, what if nobody wants it? What if it is so horribly written that the editor is like, forget it, we don't want to work with you? What if it doesn't get published? What if it gets published and nobody buys it? What if it gets published and 75 million people buy it? I mean, all these different questions. I have no idea how to answer any of them. I don't even know the first person I would need to contact about writing a book. I have no idea. But started blogging. I try and blog on a regular basis. I do a lot of writing with my graduate work. So my writing is coming together a little bit, I think. And when I sit down and really pay attention to what I've, you know, when I really need to edit myself and read what I've written, I feel like I've done a pretty good job. So I'm willing to take some of those risks, and I'm willing to be scared to death by that dream, because I think it's a dream that could be amazing. The second dream that scares me more than what I could possibly communicate to you is to be invited to speak at the TED conference, the one that Sir Ken Robinson spoken at a couple times, and the one that Jay McGonigal has spoken at a couple of times, two people who I think are incredible. That TED conference, it scares me to death. And then what if that TED talk falls flat and nobody likes it? What if when I get done, everybody thinks, well, that was a waste of time? And what if I get done, you know, public shaming through social media about how horrible it was? Like, what about that? Because when you're giving that TED talk, you're talking to a select group of people who are so incredible and are doing, you know, when you give a TED talk, you're talking with people that have done the most amazing things or are working on the most amazing things. Like, it is, oh my goodness, I mean, I'm getting butterflies in my stomach just thinking about it. I don't even know what I would say at this point in time. I have some ideas in case they call. But then what if that goes viral? What if it becomes some sort of groundbreaking TED talk? What if it becomes a situation where, you know, it just picks up, you know, millions of viewers basically overnight? I mean, what then? I don't even know. I don't know how it... And so those are my two dreams, and they're big dreams, and they're sort of selfish dreams. I mean, world peace, you know, who doesn't want that? Or I want my family to grow up and love each other. And yes, those are dreams, but those are practicalities too. I consider those such practical things that they aren't dreams necessarily for me. They're my real life. But what if I published a book? What if there was a TED talk? What if? And those dreams, they do scare me. Those dreams are big enough that they do scare me. And so what I want to, what I hope you get from today is live your dream. Find that dream and live towards it and be intentional about it and strive towards it and take steps towards it. And how are you going to reach that impossible dream? And what is that impossible dream? Maybe if you share that impossible dream with others, people will help you. And they'll work with you on getting to that impossible dream. And they'll give you some next steps to take. And they'll share with you how that journey can be accomplished. And then you can have a new impossible dream to reach for. What if that happened? I thank you so much for listening to The Drive. I appreciate it when you do that. For any feedback that you give and comments that you share, I love all that. It makes me better. And that's the goal, is to always be better. And I thank you for that. And remember that if you're in the classroom and you're teaching, no matter what you teach or what you do educationally, you're making a difference on somebody's life, whether you know it or not. So continue to do that. Make a positive impact and be brilliant.